From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Cuba has begun 9 days of official mourning for former leader Fidel Castro, who died late Friday at the age of 90. U.S. President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people to offer his condolences on the death of Fidel Castro. In a statement, Mr. Obama said, "In the days ahead, Cubans will recall the past and also look to the future. As they do, the Cuban people must know they have a friend and partner in the United States of America." Mr. Obama's statement was in sharp contrast to that of President-elect Donald Trump, who said that Castro was a brutal dictator whose legacy is one of firing squads, theft, unimaginable suffering, poverty, and the denial of fundamental human rights. Trump said that while Cuba remains a totalitarian island, he hopes Castro's death marks a move away from the horrors endured for too long and toward a future in which the wonderful Cuban people finally live in the freedom they so richly deserve. Republican Ileana Ross Leitanen is a Cuban-American representative from Florida.
The truth is that he was a sadistic murderer who brought great suffering to the 11 million people of Cuba. He should not be revered. He should be reviled.
In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, news of Castro's death set off noisy celebrations that continued through the day on Saturday. French President François Hollande called Castro a towering figure of the 20th century. Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Castro as a symbol of an era. The Cuban government, as I mentioned, has been ordering 9 days of official mourning. Fidel Castro will be buried December 4th. This